Now, how about a fence made of split rails and used out in the country? Ever seen those?
Well, I've seen them in my early years, but I think they were mentioned at that time as a rail fence.
Okay. And how about, what do you call these things that you drive into the ground, you attach the fence to this? These are the things that anchor the fence. You have to drive them into the ground.
Well, it'd be sort of a steel post.
Okay. But what would be the plural of that now? You have one post and two? More than one post.
Well, it'd be posts.
Okay. All right, and how about something similar to a fence, but made of loose stones out in the country? Do you know what that would be called?
Well, it'd be a stone fence.
Okay. And do you remember when they put this an artificial egg into a nest, you know? Do you know what that's called? What the name that they called that in the farm that you visited? Well, what's the good dishes are called what? High quality dishware is called?
China.
Okay, now. Now, how about one of these things made out of that substance? What might you call it? See, I just want you to say the two words together. What is the
Chinaware?
Yes, but now in terms of using it, something you use in the nest. See, for the chicken, you might call it a China what?
China egg.
Yeah. All right. What do you call a wooden vessel with an open top and a handle on it that's used to? Now this one's made of wood. Most of there, I haven't seen one made of wood in a long time. I don't think they make them of wood any longer. They make them of metal or plastic. But they were made of wood years ago. Thing for carrying water, especially. Put water in it. Right now, I'm sure you have one in the house now, but it's probably made of metal or plastic.
A bucket.
Okay. Now.
A bucket or pail.
Is there any difference to you between a bucket and a pail?
Well, a bucket would be a wooden container, a pail would be a metal container.
Okay. And how about one of these made of tin or plastic that's used for household work? Would you have another name for it besides simply the one word? Would you call it anything else besides simply? You'd probably call it a pail. Would you call it any special kind of a pail?
Well, it'd be a plastic pail.
Okay, but would you call? I mean, you might. Do you have a name? Would you have a name for it in relation to its use? And do you ever call it a scrub bucket or a scrub pail or a mop bucket or a mop pail?
Well, I never had one of those.
Oh, I see.
That's the reason why.
Okay.
I just have the ordinary metal pail. I don't have the plastic stuff.
Okay, I see. Now, how about one of these large galvanized refuse cans? What do you call them?
Garbage can.
Okay.